We begin with the voice of one proud governor.
This is a great, great day for the state of New Jersey. Less than a mile from where we're standing, in February of 2014, the eyes of the entire world will be on New Jersey.
That's because the NFL has selected New Jersey as the site of the 2014 Super Bowl to be held at the Meadowlands, where the New York Giants and the New York Jets actually play.
But
there
is actually
some
in New Jersey.
New Yorkers who are maybe thinking that the Super Bowl is coming to the New York area. This huge ambiguity, this monstrous contradiction on two sides of the Hudson is being resolved or possibly inflamed by Steve Politi, sports columnist for the Star-Ledger in New Jersey. Good morning and congratulations, Steve.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
The stadium's in New Jersey, right, Steve?
Actually, physically in New Jersey, yes. Unless there is a terrible landslide leading up to the game that somehow takes it across the Hudson River.
So the
Super Bowl in 2014 will be played in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
So the celebrity events are going to be like on the Turnpike, and you're going to open that Hackensack New Jersey Transit Station.
Right on Route 3 is where they're going to have most of the events. Yes, exactly.
All right, well, how are you going to resolve it? I mean, this is going to have terrible sorts of tension, because if all that happens is everything, all the events are in Manhattan and New York, and then everybody just sort of hops on a bus and goes over for the game, it's going to make your state look kind of pathetic, isn't it?
Well, pathetic, geez. We do have the stadium, you know.
That's true.
Close down that tunnel, and that's the end of that, right there. No, I think there is some concern from people around here that New Jersey will get overlooked. There are a couple of events. There's one at Liberty State Park in Jersey that's going to have it's going to be a big concert the night before the game, and a few other things that are going to happen right around the Meadowlands, the days before the game. But most of it will be over there, and you know, it's understandable to a degree. Obviously, they want to keep all the events centrally located, and they want to make sure people experience New York, and I think most Jerseyans understand that if it weren't for Manhattan, we wouldn't be getting the game in the first place.
I wouldn't worry that people going to the Super Bowl in New Jersey will miss New York, I don't know, unless they really, really want to go to the Exposition Center there in Jersey City or hang out in some of the parking lots in Newark.
We have a lot to offer here. I mean, if you go to shopping mall, Outlaw Mall to Sea Caucus, perhaps, you could enjoy those in the area. I mean,
lovely
some good sports bars and Carlsbad and Munaki that I'm sure I can recommend if people are interested.
Don't worry, Steve. I'm going to beat him as soon as the mics go on.
But, Steve, isn't this an opportunity for your governor to embrace New York, not inflame the situation by not even mentioning New York?
Well, I think on this side of the river, I have to defend them because we're so used to the opposite. And you have to remember the team has not played, the Giants have not played in New York since the mid-70s, but they have not changed their name, the Jets since the early 80s, and it's the same. So I kind of forgive him for that. And if you'll notice, when the NFL Network made the big announcement, the person they interviewed immediately after was Mayor Bloomberg, not Governor.
Of what city? What city is Mayor Bloomberg of?
I don't remember, actually.
I think it's someplace across
New
the Hudson
York. All right, Steve Politi, Steve, a sports columnist for the Star-Ledger in New Jersey, celebrating the Super Bowl coming in 2014.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.